Okay. Thank you. Can somebody give me a very concise definition? We have to do this as the delegate assembly. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. So we need to do this. And so what we would like to do is move into an assembly of the delegates.
Right.
And then we have to take a roll call vote.
Right. So, but what is that just the LSB minus the non-voting members?
That's correct.
Okay. As a technicality, since the secretary is a non-voting member, can the secretary participate in terms of calling the roll?
I don't see any issue with the secretary calling the roll.
Can I have a motion to temporarily adjourn this LSB meeting so that we can reconvene as a delegate assembly?
Vanessa.
Okay. Any objections? All right. We are now in delegate assembly. And Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Put the motion back on the floor?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to read the whole thing. Go ahead.
No, we can just move to get it back on the floor.
Yes, go ahead.
I move the motion that I just read.
Okay. Second. Thank you. Okay. And if you're hanging around, please listen and unmute because we need the votes. We need a lot of votes here. So one way or the other, we need to make sure that all the eligible votes are cast. Thank you. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. And everyone understands if you're voting for it, yes. If you're not, if you're against it, it's no. All right. Anita?
Yes.
Yao?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
Marcia?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Violetta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Sue? Sue? Donna?
Yes.
Kamal?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Highland?
Yes.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Max?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Minerva?
Yes.
Adele?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's everyone except for Sue. Again, is she here? What? Sue?
Yeah, it still looks Sue? Like she's here, but... You know, she hasn't answered. So.
Okay, because she hasn't answered for anything except for attendance. Okay, that's everyone. So are you ready, Dennis?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready. And yes, my vote is yes.
Okay.
And my everybody vote is yes as well.
Who's that?
Sue.
Who is that? Okay.
Sue is back and she votes yes.
Okay. All right. So that is everyone that is present voted yes. Do you want to count?
Yes, please.
One, two. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Do you have to, for the two-thirds, do you count those that are absent?
No.
No, we just, we actually need 16 of the total board, whether they're here or not, so we're good.
Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis.
You got it. You got 21.
I did, I said yes.
Who? He said yes. He did. So you have 21.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I need a motion to adjourn the delegate assembly.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, with no objections, we are back in the LSB meeting. See, it didn't even feel like we went anywhere. Wonderful. Time warp. Okay, now we do have one more piece of business regarding the PNB. I'm glad, Sue, you're back because we need to approve an LSB staff delegate as a PNB director. I believe we have one candidate. Is that correct, Ellen?
Yes, we have only, we have one person that accepted the nomination.
Okay.
And that was Sue Goodwin.
All right. Sue Goodwin, do you have anything that you would like to say on your own behalf?
Well, if this happens, I regret that it's sort of just because I'm the only candidate that's, you know, but I do want to say that my only interest is to serve the interest of this station and the network. And if this is a way to do it, I'd be happy to serve.
Thank you. Any other comments? Are there any objections to electing Sue as our staff director for the PNB? All right, without objection, it is done. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
And make sure you get your sleep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I mean,
I'll stay awake, okay?
No, I mean, it's going to take up a lot of time.
Yeah, I know. I want to thank Ellen and Ron Pinchback for talking to me about the position. They both filled me in on what's involved, and I appreciate their time.
Good. We will look forward to your participation in your reports. Okay, now we are on to unfinished business on our agenda.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
I have a motion, but I'm not certain if it's necessary. And so I'm prepared to introduce it if necessary and it can be delayed. It's regarding this issue of Nightwolf and the station staff that was...
Okay, well, all right. As a technicality, that would be new business, so just hold on to that thought for a few more minutes to see if there's anything carried over from last meeting that we needed to resolve. I'm not aware of anything that was pending. Anybody have anything? Okay. Yes. I think I saw a hand appear up there. Who's that? Ellen. Ellen, did you have some unfinished business?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just remembered about the motion of last meeting. It was actually done in the executive session. And usually the executive session, anything done in the executive session, you don't put it all in the minutes. You just mention that it was addressed and what the vote was. So I turn it over to John, could probably tell us more, and not maybe during this meeting because it'll take too long. But if he can just tell me his thoughts on that, thank you.
Yeah, let's handle that offline. Thanks for that, Ellen. Okay, new business, Thomas.
Okay, as I started to say, I tried to speed it up. I heard Jared when he said he takes it very serious, does he have the authority and the money to take it very serious?
I think as station director, there's some authority there. Money, I couldn't speak to, but,
One of the remedies that I'm aware of, and other people might know of other remedies, are restraining orders.
Mm-hmm.
And that might take a lawyer and time and X, Y, Z.
Yeah, that's something that had crossed my mind that I wanted to,
So I'm prepared to introduce whatever we fashion as language and have that go to the appropriate committee. But Jerry needs to be armed with the tools to protect the staff.
Okay. Well, why don't you frame a motion to, that the LSB's, support for him to begin exploring appropriate legal steps to protect the staff. How about
I wouldn't limit it to legal.
Okay. Okay.
That's why I said money. So okay. That he could choose the appropriate.
Okay. Should that be the motion?
If we have any kind of understanding of what we're talking about.
I have none because I don't know the background of this situation. It was just a thought there. If there has been some type of crime committed against Katia or Jerry, and it wasn't at PFW on K Street, then they need to take that up with personally with whatever forms of legal protection that they need to take if they need to be protected from this person. But I'm not sure that this is really the platform for that. Because I don't have any background. So I can't vote on something like that because I don't even know the background. I don't even know what's going on here.
Okay.
And I just understand somebody contacted somebody's child. That's a no. You don't bring children into any type of conflict with any adult situation. But however, that might be a personal thing.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not sure if it's a personal thing because if it didn't happen on K Street, then that might not have, you know, it might not have, okay. We might not even need to be talking about it.
Okay. I got you.
That's why I'm prepared to delay it.
Okay.
Her comments are well stated. I appreciate that. And so
Vanessa,
we just can send it to committee and let it lie until we need to bring it out.
I hear you, Vanessa. We've got hands up. And I actually don't know that there is a committee for that. That's why I'm not sending it straight to a committee. Kathleen?
Yes, thank you. I did say earlier when I mentioned this that the LSB failed to take action against Nightwolf, but it definitely does not need to be discussed in this venue and to drag new members through what happened, absolutely for sure. Perhaps what we might, if we want to do a motion or maybe a recommendation or a resolution that we ask Jerry to take whatever steps are appropriate, necessary, possible to ensure specifically Nightwolf, you know, is addressed in terms of his potential danger to WPFW staff, something like that. So we don't tell him specifically, but just a resolution from the board that says this is a serious situation. And we ask Jerry to investigate whatever is possible or appropriate. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly where we were. We weren't specifying any specific courses of action. Bill?
Yeah, I have no idea what the context is of what we're speaking of, and perhaps offline somebody can fill me in. Just heard the mention of the name Nightwolf. I think in December, you know, I became elected to the board. A listener in the Baltimore region asked me about what happened to the Nightwolf show. So perhaps someone more knowledgeable, not necessarily now, but I'd like mm-hmm. to get the context of what we're talking about. Okay. I missed the first part of the meeting tonight. Maybe you
okay. talked about yeah. that. Okay.
I'd like to hear about it at another time, please.
Okay. Vanessa and then Donna.
Okay. So it's relevant for the LSB to take some sort of action, whatever that is, because this is happening to the program director and her daughter in the context of her position as PD for WPFW. It's job related. This isn't some, you know, personal thing. This is from a former a programmer to the current PD, now directed at her daughter in her capacity in that position for this station. So this LSB needs to do something. And if we need to have an executive session so that the newer members have some context in which they can understand, you know, maybe it's enough that they know that a former programmer is contacting in a malicious way the daughter of the current PD. Maybe that's sufficient. But if it's not, then we can have a discussion about this in an executive session so that people can make a more informed decision. So I thank you for the person who, for Thomas, who made, you know, proposed the idea of doing something, empowering Jerry to do whatever, you know, may be appropriate and relevant to do. But the station needs to stand behind its staff when they and their children are being threatened by anybody, especially a former programmer. This is job related.
Okay. Let me just say that the executive session is not a bad idea, but that is something that we would need to schedule because I don't want us talking around. I would want to, if we were going to do that, I would want the new members to hear directly from the station management about the past history of this. I don't want us to just be sort of banding about what we remember.
Point of order, Chair. I'm sorry, point of order.
Yes.
And that, can that executive session be scheduled sooner rather than later so that we're not waiting another month?
If we decide to do that. Yes. Donna?
Yes. You know, this is a very sensitive issue, and there's a lot of emotion around it. It's very, very upsetting for everybody involved. We don't know the nature of, I mean, I think it's weird that he would call her daughter, but we don't know the nature of the call. It's not even clear that he spoke with her. Okay. And so I did not hear Jerry say he needed help. I think he made us aware, but I did not hear him say he doesn't know what to do and he needs help. And I think he has all kinds of access to, he's had enough time to deal with this issue to know whether it's legal, you know, if it's a legal remedy or financial remedy, or if there's some other way to handle it. I don't think it's the job of the board to do that. I mean, Katia knows that we love her and we support her, as we would anybody in this situation, but I'm not sure what value we would add by, you know, taking some action. I think the support is there and we were told some things about it, but there are people walking into this who don't know, and we've been dealing with this for a long time. It's very sensitive. It's a legal matter. It's a personnel matter. You know, it's a lot of things, but I don't know that it's something that the board needs to, that the board has any power to do anything over.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that. I mean, Jerry knows, you know, I'm saying. Okay. That's it. I'll leave it there.
All right. Thank you. Marsha, last comment.
Yeah, I wanted to support Vanessa. Vanessa's last statement. I mean, I think that this is critical, and domestic violence and any kind of violence against a member of the staff by a former programmer should be taken extremely extremely seriously. And I think it's one thing for Jerry to deal with it, but I think we have an obligation as the LSB to also make our position known. And so I don't think we should stand by and just assume that Jerry is going to I mean, I think he will do whatever he can do, but I think it's also incumbent upon us as the LSB to also weigh in on this critical situation. So I'm in favor of having another meeting as soon as possible for the LSB to weigh in on this situation.
Okay. All right. First, what I want to do is entertain the idea of Thomas's motion about to decide if we want to weigh in and say something now. The idea would be I'm going to try and paraphrase Thomas and let me know if I'm on the right track. That the idea is that the LSB would be voting on a resolution of support for the safety of the staff and to and support for Jerry to explore appropriate steps to ensure the safety of the staff. Does that sound right? You're muted, Thomas. You're still muted, Thomas. We can't hear you.
I can't find myself on the screen.
Oh, okay, there you go.
You're right on by not mentioning any names. I've been advised that we don't know the facts.
Yeah.
And we don't know the situation. So, right, so very broadly, what we're doing is empowering, as you just suggested, the general manager without any regards to any particular personalities or anything like that.
Right. Okay, is there a second for that?
Second.
All right.
Second, yeah.
Okay. Since we've heard opposing views, let's take a roll call vote.
Can you restate the whole motion? Because I'm not really sure what we're voting on here.
You want to try it, Thomas? You want me to do
all right,
it?
You did a good job the first time. I'll second it. I'll move if you did it.
All right. The motion is to approve a resolution by the LSB empowering the general manager to explore appropriate steps to ensure the safety of the staff.
This is Kathleen.
In the context of bullying and potential threats. Or at least bullying.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Ellen, would you like to call the roll? Oh, Eileen, did you have a quick... You haven't spoken.
Yeah, I wonder if we can put some kind of time limit on that to, you know, make sure it gets done within X amount of time.
I don't think that's appropriate at this point. You know, we can keep asking about it.
Just because if, you know, it doesn't happen, then we might want to take other steps.
Yeah, well, I think there's a limit of what we as a board can do. And the point is that as the general manager, he's the person who's actually in the position to.
I agree with that. It's highly preferable. Thank you.
Okay. Ellen, please call the roll.
Will take you down to zero. I need a point of question here.
Yes.
What says he's not empowered to do this? Why are we voting on this? Did he say he wasn't empowered to do this?
The resolution would be a declaration of support that this board takes the issue seriously and endorses those efforts. It's not that he doesn't have any authority, it's that we support his any appropriate efforts that he might see.
But we said this to him when he was right. on. We said this to Katil when she was there, right. that we right. were supportive of that, whatever. So why do we need to vote on this?
Because
why are we wasting our moment?
Because there's a difference.
Something like this.
Basically, because there's a difference in random individuals expressing support and a board taking an official action by passing a resolution.
I'm not sure what I'm allowing him to do.
Dennis, Julie,
I really got.
Okay. I hear you.
I had my hand up for a while also. Thank you.
Okay. Kathleen and Julie, and then let's get to it.
Thank you. Maybe if you wouldn't mind a slight
change to the motion rather than saying empowering that we, however the language, that we ask him to proceed quickly to consider what steps can be taken. So we're not really this isn't really about empowering him. It's kind of a statement of the board to say, please move expeditiously or quickly to investigate what steps are appropriate under these circumstances. So that would be my suggestion for changing empowering to some other verb. Thank you.
I accept that, Thomas. Do you accept that?
That's going to kick off another round of discussion for myself. I'm trying to listen to people's concerns. To the first lady, I think it's Anita. People say a lot of things. People talk a lot. And if it was me, I would want to know what you're going to do about it. When I go down that road, I'm not sure somebody can tell me the information that I answered. If it's in the budget for Jerry to do anything, you know, if he has to call a lawyer, if he has to call, do some investigation, is he authorized to spend money for that kind of stuff? Somebody know the answer to that?
I don't.
But so, he has not expressed any need for that.
Anita, please raise your hand. And you've already spoken on this point. I hear you. Julie?
Yeah, the point I wanted to make was simply that motions that we pass are, you know, memorialized in the minutes of the meeting, whereas not all of the discussion that we have does get memorialized. And I think that's the reason why this is an important motion, to pass, because, you know, it puts us on record as this is an important thing and, you know, we're supportive of staff, et cetera. So, you know, a lot of the things that have already been said. So it's not a waste of time, in my opinion.
Adele.
Yes, I just wanted to reinforce that idea that it is very important for us as a board to be on the record, and especially given the gender difference here and our commitment to being a progressive organization. You know, this is a big part of all of that, and I know you all have had a lot more experience in this situation than I, but I would like to really the idea that speaking as a body in support of the staff is important.
All right. Thank you. Ellen, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We might want to incorporate Kathleen's language. I don't know. I mean, I take her comments seriously.
Okay.
I don't know. That's why I didn't say anything first.
Okay. Well, since the original motion came from you, it's up to you.
Kathleen, can you give me one more statement on that? Can you explain?
Mr. Chair, it's not up to him. That motion would need a second just like any other amendment.
I can make a motion to amend.
Vanessa seconds.
Yeah. All right. Are we looking at any objections to the motion to amend? Okay. Then we are back to voting on the motion with Kathleen, I'm sorry.
My amendment, just to clarify, my amendment is instead of empowering,
right,
urging to take immediate next steps.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Ellen, please call the roll.
Ellen?
Ellen.
I'm not sure she's still here. Looking.
Okay, to tell you what.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to call the roll for her?
No, I don't. What I'm going to do is, because the last item on the agenda was the...
Hello? Hello, okay. You know what? Somebody is muting me.
Someone keeps muting after us. I don't know. Okay, let me go on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yes or no? Anita?
I still need a point of clarification. Are we allowing him to use money and funds for this? There's so many questions that I have here. And if it means me saying yes or no right now, I say no.
Okay.
Because I need to know if we need, will we spending money? Cause money that we don't have. What are we talking about? Are we talking about hiring some guards for her, for the station? I don't know. And I don't even know what the threat was.
Okay.
There's just so much I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. So that's enough.
Okay. Okay, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yes.
Thomas Blair.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Wayne.
Yes.
Marsha.
Yes.
Bill. Bill.
Let me unmute myself.
Bill?
Yes. I mean, I'm saying yes, but.
Okay.
Violetta?
I don't even know this situation. And I don't like
Violetta?
It's not good.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Vanessa?
Ellen, I'm sorry to interrupt. Bill, I believe, either didn't vote or said no. So just make sure you have that accurately.
No, he voted yes.
He didn't. He just said yes, he's thinking about it.
No, he just voted no, and I put down no for Bill.
Okay. Thank you.
I have Bill down.
Bill is sitting right here on TV. I said yes, and I said
oh no, he did say yes.
Yes, and I don't
know. He said he didn't know what was going on, but he said yes.
No, I really don't know what's going on. That really annoys me personally.
Okay, Violetta?
Yes.
Okay, I have you as yes. Vanessa?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Donna?
Abstain.
Donna?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Kamal?
Abstain.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Highland?
Yes.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Max?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Minerva?
No.
Adele?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
All right, I have everybody who has answered except, let me see. Who did this time? Okay. Anita? Oh, she said no. Okay. Dennis?
What is the count?
All right, one no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 that are yes.
Ellen,
one, two no.
No, there were more than one no. There were like three or four no's.
Ellen, always give the positive vote first, please.
Right, but there were more than one. There was more than one no.
Okay, okay. 1 minute. Anita said no. And Minerva said no. Did someone else say no?
The positive votes, please, Ellen.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to say the name of who said yes?
Yes, please, for the record. For the record.
Y'all said yes. Thomas Blanton said yes. Sarah said yes. Wayne said yes. Marcia said yes. Bill Curtis said yes. Violetta said yes. Vanessa said yes. Sue Goodwin said yes. Julie said yes. Arthur Holland said yes. Kathleen said yes. Max said yes. Eileen said yes. Adele said yes. And Frank said yes.
And you can add me as a yes.
Okay, and then there were two abstentions. That was Donna Grimes and Kamau. Now, the person who said there were no more no's, I only had Anita no, and I only had Adele no. Who else said no?
Not Adele.
Pardon me?
This is Adele. I said yes.
Minerva said no. I'm sorry. Adele said yes, and Minerva said no.
So there's that,
two
there's
people.
That
anybody
many,
else that said no?
Does that total how many votes you had? I'm really concerned with your record keeping here.
What?
Okay, you want
what's
me
the point of order here? I'm
all right, all right, all right. Look, all right, we're not gonna do that. We went through and did all of the names and all of the votes. The
wait
motion
a minute, my record keeping. Pardon me,
right,
someone
right,
had a problem.
All right, hold it, hold it. All right, no, we're not gonna do that.
No, I just want to ask them if I'll go over it again. I don't want anybody to be upset.
Does anybody hear their name with an incorrect vote? Okay, we're done. Last thing on the agenda. Thank you, Ellen.
I got one other issue, Mr. Chairman.
Hello? Thomas?
Yeah. In the course of the debate, I was informed that raises this question. Is the board indemnified for taking votes in the course of their actions on this board? Can people be individually held responsible in some type of action? Are we indemnified? Are we protected by insurance or law?
Or inaction?
Vanessa, to the stack, please.
Yes, you have an answer for that?
Well, I have a response. I don't know that we are indemnified or not, but what we voted on was generic. Nobody's name was mentioned in that motion.
I just wanted, does anybody have the specific answer of the yes or no if we are indemnified? I believe we are, but
okay.
I would have to do the research.
I just want that as a matter of record.
Okay. Thank you. All right. As I was going to say, the last item is the chair's report. I just have a few things. I want to thank the folks who participated in the parliamentary Robert's Rules of Order workshop last month. There were several of the new folks there and some continuing members. It was a lot of information, but I think it was useful, and I thank you for that. Committees. I mentioned that prior. So for the committees, these are the people that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but these are the people that I don't have down as having volunteered for a committee or having spoken to me about this. Adams, Myrick, Sanders, Stan, Ajay, Bruce and Willard, who I do not believe is in the meeting. If I'm incorrect about that, please let me know. And I would like to, and just please, and get in touch with me if you do have, something that you're interested in, to send me an email. Two things I want to point out is particularly, one is, I am going to be convening the evaluation committee, which I have not done yet. We need more people. We've got two people who volunteered for that. We need more people to be able to move forward in a reasonable way on evaluations. And we definitely need some staff representation on that committee. We just can't evaluate the staff without some staff representation on the committee that's going to discuss how we do that. Please consider that. And also, you can add to the list of possibilities now, as Jerry mentioned, we're going to be launching a relocation committee, which will be long-term, but we might as well get some folks together to start hearing about what the options are and planning for that work, because that's going to be a very important. The last thing is that we do still have at least one staff vacancy. I will confirm shortly if there are two. What I'm going to do is I, and perhaps along with Ellen, will formally inform the management of the vacancy so that they can inform any staff who are interested, so that they can express their interest. Let us know in advance of the next meeting. Come to the next meeting. We can hear from them, and this group will then be able to choose at that time replacements. I think both of the vacancies have just this year to go. Just have 1 year to go. I know for sure one of them does. So that's what we will do with that. Any questions?
Yes, Minerva. Chair, Vanessa.
Okay, Minerva and then Vanessa.
Okay, and I had sent an email regarding this. When people volunteer for things and send it to the proper people, I did not understand why my name didn't appear on the list.
Okay.
And so, Mr. Chair, I sent it to you.
Okay.
Also, that so I may if it needs to go to someone other than you, we volunteer for things, please let me know.
Okay, that's why, and that's why I asked. I thought if I missed anybody, I will double check, and I will take care of that tomorrow. Thank you.
All right,
Vanessa.
Just a question. One staff vacancy is Craig Hall. Who's the other?
We're going to confirm whether Arthur McLeod is stepping down.
Oh. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments as we quickly approach the witching hour? Okay.
I'm sorry. This is Kathleen. Yes. Really apologize. May I just ask a question of the chair?
Yes.
And in addition to the resolution that we adopted regarding the situation with Katia, I expect that you will follow up as chair of the LSB in terms of discussions with Jerry.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Adele?
Yeah, sorry. I just want to just not let it fall off the radar that us new folk could use some background info on the situation. So if we could schedule an executive session meeting at some point, okay, that would be helpful. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Can I hear the magic words?
Don't move. May we adjourn?
Second?
Second.
Let it be so. Thank you, folks. Love seeing your gorgeous faces, and I will see you here again next month. Take care. I will be in touch.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all. Thanks. Good night.